Hey, it's Melissa, and you know, we're always trying to keep you informed of what's going on in the community and people and places and organizations that are just doing great things. Well, hanging out with me right now is one of my friends who is the co-founder and president of a nonprofit called We Care, We Share, and they do wonderful things in the community, and they're trying to get the kids back to school prepared and feeling good and looking good and all these wonderful things. With me right now is Miss Betty Merrow Taylor. Betty, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Melissa.
Well, Betty, we want to thank you for all that you do in the community, and especially what you're about to be doing for the kids. Tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely, and I thank you for always supporting us and ensuring we get the word out. We're hosting, again, in the Oxford Manor low-income housing community, a cookout back-to-school giveaway of supplies. We're also going to provide them with toiletries because we know how important hygiene is for these kids returning back to school. So we want to equip them with what they need there. We will also be giving out new or gently used clothing, you know, just to help those families that don't have all the essentials they need. And we know that if children go back to school with the tools that they need, with the, clothes that they need and the hygiene accessories that they need, that, you know, it makes them feel good and sets them up for a successful school year.
Yes.
And to feel good about themselves.
Absolutely. Now, Oxford Manor Community is in Durham, correct?
Yes, that's here in Durham, off of Roxborough Road on Dearborn. And it is a relatively large community. We've done a lot of work there throughout the year, and we really supported that community in many ways, and we know the need there. It is tremendous, and you know, we're looking to do great things. We did it last year, and it was quite a success, but we're hoping that, you know, people will provide us with some support in getting those supplies that we need to ensure that, you know, every child walks away with some of the tools that they need for school.
Now, if you have a child that's in need, do you have to be a part of that community, or can they just come on out?
They can just come during that time. We will be there on Saturday, August 30th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the window of time that we will have open for people to be able to get grab a hot dog, hamburger, and also have a little fun. We will have a few activities out there, face painting, just to engage the kids and to, you know, really enjoy and celebrate returning back to school and really just bring the community together. So if you live in the surrounding area or if you have transportation to get there and you want to drop in, absolutely, it's open. We have lots of clothing so far. We're in desperate need, though, of, I should say we have lots of women's clothing. We're in desperate need of clothing for children all ages, including infants, and men clothing, because we look out for the parents, too, as far as that goes.
Now, for those who desire to donate, how can they do so?
Okay, they can contact either myself, which the number is 919-810-6707, or my co-founder, Cois Hunter. Her number is 919-824-8895, I believe. They can also go on our website, actually, and go to the website, and they can donate directly on the website or click for volunteer information, and they can sign up there if they need additional information. If they need something picked up, we can do that. We will be arriving there at 8 a.m., so if you're a last-minute person and you're not able to get to us prior, and you have some items you want to contribute, then please feel free to just show up there. We'll be right at the main entrance, right near their community center. So if you enter in to the community, you go straight back and you'll see it. We'll be set up there.
And the website is wecare-weshare.net, and you can find all the information there.
Yes.
Well, Betty, thank you so very much for all that you guys do in the community and helping the kids get back to school and being prepared. And like you said, being prepared and feeling good is half the battle.
Yes, it is. And thank you, Melissa and the Light, for just always doing so much in the community to help support not only our organization, but others that are doing great things to help our people in need in our community. So you have a blessed day. And thank you, my friend. Love you much.